This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, parenting pathology. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the parenting pathology and what are the things that comes under this topic. The first thing that comes under this topic is the loss of the authority of the parents in the religious training of their kids. According to the Islamic teachings, what we can see is that the parents, especially the father and mother, and the father is the authority and is the guardian of the family. Even in the non-Islamic societies, parents are the guardians of their kids. Parents are the guardians of their own children. And in Islam, it has been emphasized a lot that the father, especially, is the main guardian and the authority in the family. And in training kids, in raising kids, the main role where the mother is playing her role, the father also have a specific role where he has to train the kids, he has to brought them up according to the Islamic teachings, and it is the duty of the mother and father. But the problem occurs when this authority no more remains authority over kids, when the kids are reaching to a specific age where they are no more following the sayings or the orders of their parents. And that is the time where obviously most of people, they refer or they consult different scholars, whereas this should not happen if they were aware of this loss, if they were aware of such pathology, then obviously they could have done something else before this stage, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of parenting pathology, and we said that the loss of authority of parents is one of the aspects towards which the parents do not have any attention. In the Islamic teachings, we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam has also said that the children have three rights on their father. Like, there are three things which the father should do. The first thing is to choose a good name for his children. The second thing is to train them in the best way. يُحَسِّنَ أَدَبَهُ, to teach him ethics, to teach him the best ethics and best etiquettes. And the third thing is وَيُعَلِّمَهُ الْقُرْآنَ, and to teach him Qur'an. These are the three things, the basic three things, which a father must do for his children. And this is upon the father to perform all these things. It is kind of an obligation, we can say, according to this hadith or the narration that we have. Therefore, if a father is not doing this, if he's not teaching them the good etiquettes or the good manners, ethics, even the Quran, and is not choosing a good name for them, then obviously when they're grown up, they can see that their father did not pay attention towards them. And then they can learn anything from anywhere else, which will result in not having the authority of father over the children. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.